604, HCAT, vocal.
Enter KF4NXY.
David, hope you and Miss Marie are having a good day, or a good start to it anyway.
I'm on my first cup of coffee and just did one of my insulin injections to bring my sugar down a little bit and got a few more little things like that I got to do. Old age, kind of brings on a lot of medicine in the morning.
For that, old age isn't for the sissies, is it?
My dad even had a sign that said that going into his house. It said, old age ain't for wimps.
On the agenda for today.
Well, a fella here's been building me a lean-to type shed to put my old Ford truck under, and be going to get him this morning about 8 o'clock and be messing around with that all day. Went and got a load of wood for it yesterday. Spent right at almost $700 on the wood. And I still got to get metal for the roof. Keep with the. I got redone everything around here with metal roofing and. And I'm going to try and get the same color scheme with it.
That'd be good. Seems to me like the metal roofing lasts a little longer than shingles. But depends on which one you like to look at.
If I'm not mistaken, don't you have a piece of property up in the mountains you're kind of working on now and then?
I do, but things have been real slow because of how expensive everything is, and you can't get anybody to do much, so it's been real slow going.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I can just imagine how things are now. I mean, it was, over 20 years ago when we set this place up, and, just getting the land cleared off and the well put in and electricity set up and then getting a double wide moved in and you'd be surprised, it ain't just the initial cost of the housing. There's so much other stuff that adds to it.
And it all adds up quickly. Small things you wouldn't think nothing about end up costing you a fortune.
Well, we had to have the well worked on a few months back, and just having a switch and a tank put on it was over $800, and so things have really gone up. But how's things coming with your work vehicle?
On the road yesterday. That's about all I can say for it.
Maybe things will smooth out a little bit. Starting to sound like that old Hee Haw song. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all.
That way sometimes, but it's really not that bad. I mean, knowing how much use I get out of it. You start thinking about the big picture, it's really not that bad. And it could be worse. We cannot have vehicles.
Yeah, that's true. I know many, many, many years ago I had a early morning paper route. It was a rather long one. Went all out in the country around Lawrence. And, all that mileage can, it does affect a vehicle.
It does. It's man-made, so it will break. It's the only way I know to look at it. I mean, we all get get frustrated with it, but when you stop and think about it, it's really not as bad as we're making it out to be.
Glad you got it up and rolling. So, what area are you working today?
This is the Cherrydale area. Spending most of my day on Poinsett Highway.
I got a friend of mine that lives kind of back over in that area, I think, if I'm thinking about the same area. I'm not real good on different areas in Greenville. I've been living up here, it seems like forever, but I grew up down around Columbia and West Columbia and Lexington and my old home stomping grounds, and I seem to remember those roads a whole lot better. It's like, well, you know, Columbia, you get turned around, you make a few right turns, and you're right back where you were. If you're downtown, it's laid out like a checkerboard.
Thought ahead and for that and roads and stuff like that, they laid out like a grid system, and it works much better than the randomness of some of these other places.
It did that with Columbia because Charleston and Greenville kind of both wanted to be the state capital, and they compromised and said, okay, we'll build one in the middle of the state. And that's how, you know, the downtown area got laid out like that. But then the rest of the area is kind of one big urban sprawl. Columbia goes into West Columbia and Casey. All that just kind of merges into Lexington. And Lexington's gotten pretty big. That's really my old hometown. And, oh, man, it ain't nothing like it was when I was a kid. And now it's done moved on out to a little town called Red Bank. So it's just the whole state's just booming with new residential housing, and it seems like everybody's moving to South Carolina.
That urban sprawl is spreading out, and it's affecting us up here too. Brevard is nowhere near a small town like it used to be. Neither is Hendersonville, but I don't know. Change is inevitable, but I'm not saying it's always for the better.
Well, some of the other guys might be within range of the repeater, so I'm not going to tie it up a whole lot longer. I'm going to get back to my cup of coffee, and I'll be listening. Have a good day out there, and I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY, be clear on your final.
NXY, good to talk to you this morning, David. Hope you have a good day, and stay safe out there. KO4HX, mobile and monitoring.
David, and hope you have a great day. And Patrick, good morning, NC9B.
Leon, hope you're having a good start to your day.
Playing, huh? Making it out the cattle corral here and heading south.
For HGX, I'm just making it down the Kirby Corral over here in Canoga.
Go ahead of me this morning. Flap good. I actually want to get up this morning. Wide eyed open. Hope Dave's that way too after his coffee. Ken and Andrew ought to be jumping in this early, and they're
a little early for Ken. He's usually about 35 after, but they ought to be here shortly. But I'm about to get into the black hole, so I'll need to jump over to 285.
Jump over there.